The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3223. Happy May 1st to you. It is the first of the month, and that usually means, and it does mean in this case, that we're going to do our rundown of everything new that's coming in Star Wars storytelling for the month of May. Punch it! I know there's a lot to keep track of as far as Star Wars storytelling goes. There's new stuff coming out all the time, but I'm here to help you keep track of it all and let you know what you want to keep an eye on and what you can be like, yeah, you know, not worry about so much for the month of May 2023. Hi there, I'm Alan Voivod, and welcome to Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. Thank you so much for joining me for it. So we're going to run this down across the 12 categories that we normally do, which would be movies, live action, animation, books, audiobooks, short stories, comics, streaming, virtual reality, video games, merchandise, live events, and is that everything? Oh, and comics? Did I mention comics? Yeah, that should be it. So we'll start with movies as we usually do, and we know from Star Wars Celebration that there are 3 movies in active development right now. What we don't know at this particular moment, because we're recording this before May 1st, is whether the Writers Guild is about to go on strike. And if they do, then that is going to delay script development for Star Wars movies, because that's what we're really talking about here. Yeah, everything else too. Now, from a timetable perspective, remember that the next Star Wars movie is on the calendar for December of 2025. So if they are going to hit that date, they have to have a completed script. Well, let's just look at The Force Awakens. They were completed with a script in January of 2014, went to principal photography in May of 2014, I believe it was. So if they can still manage to get the script written by the end of this year, then they can still be on track for a December 2025 premiere. That just then depends on how long a strike goes, if it happens at all. So that's what we're facing on the movie front. On the live action front, The Mandalorian just wrapped up its 3rd season, and now we're looking ahead to the Ahsoka series, which will be coming out in August. We don't have a date as of this moment. Meanwhile, we know Skeleton Crew is in post-production, but they did not announce even a year for Skeleton Crew at Celebration last month. They did announce a year for The Acolyte 2024, but we don't know when in 2024 it's coming. We do know that they are supposed to finish principal photography this month. And then if they want to go into production on season 4 of The Mandalorian, it seems like they may be able to do so. By all reports, though it hasn't been officially confirmed, Jon Favreau has completed writing the scripts for season 4 of The Mandalorian. So they are at a place where they could get their pre-production finished and go into principal photography, even if a strike happens and even if it continues for any significant length of time. On the animation front, Young Jedi Adventures has already launched, and we'll be checking in with that later this month. That should not be affected by the writer's strike, because that's just rolling right now. Bad Batch Season 3 could potentially be involved in the writer's strike, but we have no way of knowing that for sure. When they showed us the trailer at Star Wars Celebration in London last month, they said that it's now in production. It would be great if they finished the scripts for that, but we don't even have a release date yet for it either, so you know, we're really in the dark about that one. On the books front, it's going to be comparatively quiet. There's only one book of note that's coming out this month. It is Path of Vengeance, which is the final novel in Phase 2 of High Republic storytelling by Kevin Scott. This is the young adult novel of Wave 2, and there are a couple of picture books that are coming out as well. There's no audiobook listed on Amazon for Path of Vengeance, which would be unusual. There are generally audiobook adaptations of these things, so as of the moment, we're not seeing any audiobook releases on tap for May of this year. On the short story front, we'll have to see what happens. Star Wars Insider issue 219 is slated to hit newsstands on June 13th. That means there's an outside chance we could see the next short story in George Mann's Tales of Enlightenment series at the very end of May, potentially. It might go out to subscribers, but Yeah, it's going to be cutting it close, basically. On the live events front, the only thing that we know about at this moment is that there's going to be a Disney investor relations earnings call on May 8th, I believe it is. On the live event front, we have the Disney investor relations call happening on May 8th, I believe it is, where they're doing their next quarter's results. Occasionally, they have stuff to announce during those calls, and if there is a writer's strike, they may say something about that too and whether it's going to affect their Star Wars properties. Of course, this is also the month of May the 4th and Revenge of the 5th or Revenge of the 6th, depending on which way you like to go with that. So there may be other things happening that we're going to discover later on this week. But for right now, that's what we know about the live event situation. And there's a whole bunch of merchandise that's supposed to be coming out and being promoted as part of May the 4th promotions and whatnot. Again, as we've mentioned before on the podcast, if any of that relates to reveals and storytelling, then we will talk about that here on the show. For the world of streaming, we are getting Star Wars Visions Volume 2 on May the 4th. There are going to be 9 new shorts coming out, and we will talk about those here in the podcast as well. On the virtual reality front, so far there's nothing new to announce just yet, and with most of the noise right now being about Jedi Survivor, it seems like, yeah, maybe they would probably wait for a little bit until they announce whatever their next thing's going to be. On the video game front, yeah, it is all about Jedi Survivor, which came out just last Friday and is getting rave reviews. And that's something where if we can find time to talk about storytelling there, we ought to do that here on the show, because the storytelling is also, aside from the gameplay, which, you know, everybody cares about the gameplay, but there is also a narrative story in there as well. And there are a lot of wonderful things being said about that at this time too. But otherwise, nothing new to actually debut on the video game front that we're expecting for the month of May. And last but not least is the comic book front. And it is crazy in the month of May. There are 21 new comic book issues coming out in the month of May. And I'll try to run them down for you quickly and completely. Darth Vader is getting 33 and 34. Dr. Aphra issues 31 and 32 are coming out. Star Wars issue 34, Bounty Hunters issues 34, and the Hyperspace Stories from Dark Horse for all ages, issues 5 and 6 are coming out for that. On the High Republic side of things, High Republic issues 9 and 10 are coming out. The High Republic Adventures issues 4, 5, and 6. The End of the Nameless Terror miniseries issues 3 and 4 are coming out. And then there's a free comic book day issue for the High Republic Adventures that will also be arriving. And then we've got Yoda number 7 from that maxi series, the one shot for Return of the Jedi focusing on Lando, the Darth Vader Black, White, and Red miniseries issue number 2 is coming out for that, issue 4 of the Son of Staros miniseries, and the manga for Phase 2 of the High Republic, that would be The Edge of Balance, Precedent, is also coming out this month. Now, we won't get to covering all of that this month. We will be picking them up as we get to them, but we will be talking about the major beats this month, and we'll probably be talking a lot about the High Republic this month, and particularly Phase 2, looking forward, but for now, that's everything that's coming out in the world of Star Wars storytelling, or affecting the world of Star Wars storytelling, for the month of May 2023, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.